Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Recreational marijuana goes on sale for the first time in Nevada at midnight. A quick turnaround. Voters just passed a ballot measure in November. California and Massachusetts passed similar propositions, but sales won't begin there till next year. So is Nevada going too fast? Nevada Public Radio's Rachel Christensen is in Las Vegas. Rachel, we hear this is the talk of the town.
Well, it should be an interesting weekend, to say the least. It's a big holiday weekend here, 320,000 tourists plus 2 million residents. The big question is, are they ready? Are we ready?
So many of the same restrictions are in other states. You can't just walk down a street and smoke marijuana. It will be a $600 fine. Can't smoke it while driving. But where can people in Nevada get it and where can they use it?
Well, they can walk into any dispensary.
These are medical dispensaries.
Medical dispensaries, right. Most of them do have their recreational licenses now. So they'll be able to walk into a dispensary as long as they have cash on them or 21 and have their ID.
And by the way, you said cash. It has to be cash. Cash sale.
It has to be cash. It's still a cash industry. You know, there's still issues with the banking, you know, and since it's still illegal federally, it's still a cash industry. But as far as where is they can smoke it, that also is an issue because people that live here can go to their homes. But tourists, on the other hand, don't really have a place to go.
Right. You're only supposed to use it in a private home. But people are speculating that that means that edible marijuana might be more popular. You mentioned medical marijuana dispensaries can sell it, but there was a dispute over who will distribute it. Who won there?
Right. The first wrench really that was thrown into rolling this program out early was when a group of liquor distributors filed an injunction and said, hey, it was written into the law that we get first distribution rights for the first 18 months. And a judge actually ruled in their favor. And so from about 90 applicants who applied for a distribution license in the state, that cut that number down to 5.
So alcohol distributors, this was just 2 weeks ago. Do they know where to get it? Do they know how to distribute it?
They don't. From what I've heard, those details are still being ironed out. And dispensaries can now only sell the stock that they have in their store.
Well, that means while everybody's celebrating today, the stock of marijuana in Nevada could be depleted pretty soon.
Right. There have been estimates that it should last somewhere between 30 and 60 days. And that estimate is very generous.
But we understand some lawmakers there are just gleeful about the possible tax revenue windfall. This is a state that got hit hard by the recession. What's the expectation of the money that marijuana might bring in?
You know, they're expecting about $60 million to go into our general fund, you know, over the next year or so. And then over the next 2 years, $700 million might be sold in marijuana products. So, you know, they're really hoping they can figure this distribution issue out because people are ready. We have California residents coming over. And if there were ever a time where Nevada is getting to tip the old cowboy hat to California, it's now.
By the way, though, it's going to be pretty expensive with 34% tax, an ounce.
Correct.
How much would an ounce cost?
That's going to make an ounce of marijuana close to $400 in a dispensary.
Wow.
Not comparable with street prices, and that may be an issue to come.
Nevada Public Radio's Rachel Christensen in Las Vegas, ahead of the state's selling of recreational marijuana starting at midnight tonight. Rachel, thank you.
No problem.